Podcasting is the easiest and laziest way to make content. I'm Europe's fastest growing 21 podcaster who has recorded over 50 episodes and counting with high performers, CEOs, athletes, and best-selling, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. And I have months worth of daily content scheduled ahead of me right now, all from just posting podcasts and making podcasts. And today I'm going to show you exactly how one podcast can be turned into a month worth of content. So you can just create one episode a month and be done for the month and forget about it and still get results and grow your show. So obviously you record one episode, and let's just say the episode is an hour long and that's it. You can only record one episode this month. How do we turn that into regular content being posted daily or every other day or every other days? Because you don't have to post daily on YouTube, especially for longer videos, but you still want to be posting very consistently. Well, you'd obviously post the first full episode at the start of the month, but then 1 hour episodes can be turned into 6 10-minute clips, or what I call snippets. And snippets are literally what they are. They're 10-minute segments. It doesn't have to be exactly 10 minutes, but, you know, 8 to 15-minute segments from your podcast, which can be turned into and repurposed into these clips, which you can then schedule for the rest of the month. So say you've done an hour podcast episode and there's 6 10-minute clips. Well, you would post, I don't know, like 2 a week or 1 or 2 a week, and as well as your full episode. And think about how many YouTubers only post once a week and still get a lot of results. Quite a lot, right? That's super easy. And you can put that on YouTube, you can put that on Spotify, you can put that on Apple. And I tend to create at least 3 or 4 clips, snippets, like 10-minute snippets from my full episodes. And it just allows you to post every single day between full length episodes. So that's a super easy way. And how would you actually do that? I'll get to that later. It's super effective, super easy, and AI automated. I'll tell you that later. But first, what else would you repurpose your full episode in to be able to post every single day from one episode that month? Well, the best way to post every single day from a full episode is to turn that full episode into short form content. Clips. 10 second clip, 30 second clip, 1.5 minute clip from your full episode. If your episode is an hour, that's potentially 61-minute clips. Obviously, don't just post a minute clip if there's nothing good spoken about. But again, I'll get to how you can choose the best clips from your show using AI to help you later. But, you know, a 1 hour episode can be generated into 28 clips. That's a clip every 2 minutes. And I'm sure you speak about some interesting things every 2 minutes on your podcast, I hope. So that's how I post daily, is that it's creating short form content. And right now I'm posting 3 to 4 of these short form clips every single day. It's that easy. So from one hour podcast episode, you potentially have 20 clips, 30 clips that can be scheduled daily. But we need to figure out how to schedule daily. And I'll get to that in a minute as well, because you don't want to be posting every single day, because that's just a waste of time. You might as well just do it all at once and then have it scheduled in advance. And there's a super effective way to do that, which will save you a lot of time, which I continue to use to this day. But first, there's some other things that you can repurpose your podcast into to be able to post every day on multiple platforms. And that is turning it into tweets. So the most engaging parts of your podcast, the most controversial statements, the most insightful statements can be turned into tweets, which you can schedule and post every other day or every day, depending on how much wisdom is gained from your show. And also turn into a newsletter or a blog post. And you can all do this using AI, which I'll get to. It saves you so much time and it allows you to just create one podcast episode and then sit back once you've scheduled all of it and repurposed all of it for the rest of the month. If you want to be a content creator and you want to be someone who posts on YouTube and can make a career out of it, but you have something else, or you're at school, or you're also a business owner, this is the best way. A podcast is the best way to post content whilst also doing other things with your life, because from one episode, you can create a whole pyramid of different types of content from that one recording. It's absolutely insane. It's a game changer, especially with the software, which I'll talk about in a minute, which we can use to do it even faster. So how do we repurpose content from our podcast that posts while we sleep, while we have dinner? Well, there's this thing called Adobe Express, which I'm pretty sure is free. There's a free version and it has a content calendar. And what that allows you to do is once you've synced your Instagram, you can sync all these accounts, by the way, you can sync your Instagram, your LinkedIn, TikTok, and your X, your Twitter, to Adobe Express. And then say you've created a short form piece of content you want to post that day. Instead of individually going on every single social media channel and posting that video, you just upload it onto the date on the content calendar on Adobe Express. And then once you've synced all your social medias, you just press every social media you want it to be posted on. And then once it's uploaded and you've done the caption, press schedule, and it's been scheduled on all of those different social media platforms. It's an absolute game changer. It saves you so much time, and it saves me so, so much time. It's allowed me to have daily content scheduled 3 months in advance as I'm speaking to you right now. And it posts while I sleep and it gets me views and monetized whilst I sleep. Only caveat is you can't connect your YouTube account to Adobe Express content calendar as far as I'm aware right now, but that's okay because you just have to do it separately on YouTube. But it's the same process. You just upload it onto YouTube and then schedule it every single day. That's super effective. But how do we create this content super fast using AI? Because yeah, even if you post one video, one full podcast episode a month, it's still going to take a long time to edit that and to repurpose it into all these things. So you still might not feel like you're spending like as little time as you can as possible. And it might not feel easy to you if you're doing it yourself. So I recommend downloading Descript, which I'm not sponsored by. It's generally the software I use. And you upload your full episode onto Descript, and then you use the AI features such as create a LinkedIn post or create a blog post or create a caption or create AI clips from this podcast. And what it does is it will use AI to go through your entire video, go through your transcript, and find the most engaging pieces of content for you, which then you can use and schedule for a month in advance and done. Instead of you having to go through and try and find the most engaging parts and watch the entire episode, with one click of a button on the script, you can create a blog post. You can create 20, 30, 40 AI clips from that one podcast episode. And then you just go onto Adobe Express and then schedule it. And you just sit down, repurpose the content using Descript's AI, then batch it all together and schedule it using Adobe Express and obviously YouTube as well. That will take you maybe half a day, if that, a couple hours, 3-4 hours, maybe even two. And for the rest of the month, you sit back, relax, and then a month later, you record the episode whilst stuff's being scheduled and posted in your sleep. You know, a lot of people ask me, wow, you're so consistent, you're posting so much, you're doing really well, how do you have time for this? This is the exact way I have time for it. I use AI to help me. I repurpose the podcast, which allows me to create daily piece of content, which I schedule in advance. It's not like I wake up and have to click post on every single one individually. The schedule tool exists for a reason, and Adobe Express's content calendar exists for a reason. It allows you to just sit down, do it all in one go, and forget about it for a month, and then do it all over again. So that's how you do it. That is how you create 28 days worth of content from a 1 hour episode and a couple hours of work. That's basically how you can be a pro podcaster. That's the entry to being a pro podcaster. Obviously, if you want some more guidance on how to get guests and how to create the best thumbnails and titles and how to know what to ask a guest and how to really take this seriously, because this is just like the entry level basic stuff, right? I assume if you're watching the end of this video, you genuinely want to become a pro podcaster. You don't want to be posting once a month. You want to be posting every single week, multiple times a week, 2 times a week, full episodes, including the repurposed stuff like I do. If you want to understand that, then top link in the description is for you. It's my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. You'll be able to go through the exact step-by-step video course on how I continue to grow my show and whilst avoiding all the mistakes I've made. And you'll also gain access to me every single week through the live weekly call, where I give you personalized feedback on how you can grow your show. And right now it is half price. You can get the early bird discount. First 25 members get it for that price. After that, I'm going to be doubling it. So be quick. You're early here if you're watching this and it's just been posted. So if you're interested, top link in the description for that. No other podcaster has this. No other podcast gives their secrets and shares their secrets and all my secrets, all my wisdom, and myself live in the flesh. Well, not really live in the flesh, but live, giving you personalized feedback through the weekly calls, is available in the top link in the description. I will see you there if you want to become a pro podcaster. If you don't want to become a pro podcaster, don't watch this channel. This isn't for you. But the real ones will be in the community. See you there, and see you in the next video as well. Goodbye.